You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hello and welcome to episode 138 of the Time Hackers Podcast. We continue talking about project management, which we have understood already that project is basically anything in our life that demands our attention. Now, the tricky part is to understand and realize which projects do we have in our life. So the very last thing I asked you to do in our previous episode was to go back to the three lists to clarity exercise and list all the items that are a must, all the items that you wish you had time for, and all the items that you're committed to. Please make sure that you do it before you move on to the next step, because this actually makes life so much easier for you. Okay, so now that you have a list of all the things that you're committed to, the hardest part is to identify, once a new task comes in, to identify which project it is belong to. And this is important not only because it allows you to kind of keep track of where your projects are, but mostly because this allows you to prioritize. So when you work in a way of managing projects, managing your life tasks as projects, you basically have two main tiers for prioritization. So first, you prioritize the project among themselves. Which project is most important one? Which is the second most important one? And you do it with all your projects. So if you had to pick which project is more important, your newest project at work that might bring you promotion, or your family project, which is spending time with your wife and kids and picking up your kids from school and etc. These projects need to be prioritized, not because I want you to choose, not because I want you to make hard choices, but because life will make you to make these hard choices, because there will come a day when you need to choose and decide whether you're staying 2 hours later at work and finishing this project at work, or you're going home and spending time with your family. And this is not a choice between a single task of finishing this project and a single task of tucking your kids to bed at night. It's a battle between the two projects, first and foremost. So this is why I need you to have your priorities straight. I need you to know which are the projects that you're handling, what is in front of you, what do you have on your plate, and how do you put it in order of importance. This is the very first tier of your priorities. The second tier of priorities is when you dive into each project, you look at the tasks that are under this project and you prioritize them. So they are all in the same realm. They're all a part of the same project, but some of them are more important than others to this overall success of this project. The second layer of priorities is actually easier, because you don't need to make decisions, hard decisions. You don't have these conflicts of, okay, what's more important, my work or my family or maybe my health? But it still requires you to have everything set up in front of you and understanding which tasks are the true tasks that will bring progress to this project, which are the success-bearing tasks. Once you have that covered, when you're running your day, when you're doing your tasks, when you're working and trying to keep up with your family and friends and your hobbies and everything that you have going on for you in your life, when you need to make a decision between two tasks, it will be so much easier, because A, you have the first tier of, you know which project is more important, and within these projects, you know what is the priority of the specific task. So for example, going back to our example when you need to decide if you're staying two extra hours at work to finish a certain project or going back home to be with your family, it depends if the task that you need to do at work for your business project is a highly ranked task. Because if it is, it's one thing. Then maybe it is worthwhile for you for now to sacrifice these 2 hours with your family because you can get them tomorrow, and finish this project. But if this is a task that is not really highly valued, it's not really highly prioritized within this work project, it's just something that you're planning on doing, or this is something that you think that should be the next thing to do, then probably your best choice would be to head home, because it's not worth it to lose 2 hours of family time over it. But you first need to know which project is more important, and then where does this specific task rank in the respective project that you're handling. And these are the two tiers of priorities that we're doing. Now, obviously, this is the very beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg. You could go more elaborate and compare tasks and compare projects, but you know what? You really don't have to if you have these two priorities set for you and working for you. So the next thing that I want you to do after you have all your projects outlined, I want you to prioritize the projects in the order of their importance. And then I want you to outline what subtasks does each project have, and obviously to prioritize these subtasks. This is everything I want you to do until our next episode. And in our next episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about how you should look at your projects and how you should respond to them and how you should work with other people that are involved in these projects. Now, again, other people don't have to be team members or bosses. You don't need to be someone who works with a large team to be a part of a team in a project, because your family project, well, you have other people on it too, and so is anything else that you have on that project list. So keep that in mind, and please remember that life is short, so be productive. Don't forget to head over to imjulie.com/blab and subscribe to our upcoming Q&A session. That's it for now, guys. I'll see you next time.